So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latos speaking. Hope you're well today. Welcome to the podcast. So in today's episode of the Daniel Latos podcast, we're going to talk to you about why it's not too late to begin to market to your potential customers. And it's not too late. I know sometimes it feels like, oh, people have been doing this for years, decades, weeks, months. not weeks, months. Years or decades. Everyone else is doing marketing. Everyone else is doing really well with that. What's the point on me trying to start now? I'm hardly scratching the surface compared with my competitors, that kind of thing. I understand that people might think like that, but you've got to really understand here, we're still really, really early with all of this. Like, I know we hear this a lot in crypto, don't we? You know, if you've got crypto right now, you are right at the very start of that giant bell curve. And I believe it's the same with marketing. Not everybody is doing all this stuff, videos, podcasting, and so on. People are simply not doing it. They might try and do it for a week or two, and these might be your competitors, but most people simply are not. They're not consistent in any way, shape, or form. And one of the ways in which you can really beat market share is by putting this stuff out there on a continual basis. And we're going to break it down a little bit and run through it. But I can tell you from personal experience, we started going live pretty much every day, Monday through Friday, that is, we take weekends off. But Monday through Friday, we'd go live since about the 14th of January, I think it was. It was one of my goals to start pushing content out on a more regular basis, because I felt that we could actually really help people and help people kind of understand what they need to do from a business point of view, from a marketing point of view, from an investing point of view, from a cryptocurrency point of view. So we started doing all these lives, and it's literally taken almost 2 months, well, about 6 weeks actually, and then just in the last week or so, it has gone skyward. We've got a lot of strategy calls booked in, and it's just this continual presence about being in front of people on a regular basis. And the podcasting and the live shows, it doesn't even take that much time. It takes, like, this morning we'll probably go for 20, 30 minutes, and it's part of my routine. I have a shower, I have a coffee, I do all the stuff on the side, I work out what the heck I'm going to talk about, and then off we go. We go live for 20 minutes. It's just part of my normal routine. And in fact, after this, I'm off out for some cheesecake for breakfast, which is always nice. And bear in mind, of course, you know, it's 8:30 here in Spain, and in the UK, it's 7:30. And people are like, who on earth's watching you at 7:30 in the morning, Dan? And I wonder that myself sometimes. It's irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. The key is you've got to get out there, because it's not the live part of the show, if you like, that's important. It's what happens after that live. It's about creating the content first, then dealing with the aftermath of that content afterwards. Repurposing it, pulling out podcasts, uploading to YouTube, pulling out little short snippets and all that kind of good stuff. That's really the important thing. And then the other side of this is, oh, but, you know, I don't get many views on my lives or my videos or my podcasts or whatever. What's the point on doing it when I don't get that many views? And we don't get that many views. And yet our strategy sessions are booking up really fast. So what's that about? What it tells me is that you're too focused on the numbers rather than being focused on actually just going and doing the damn task. Forget about the results for a second. Just forget about it. Forget about it. That's my, forget about it. Just, it doesn't matter. The engagement levels, the number of likes, the number of views, it's just a vanity metric. It's your ego telling you whether you should be doing them or not. And that's not what your business should be about. Your business should be about how many customers are you serving? How many people are you helping? Not your vanity metrics. Well, I only got 4 likes this morning. On Instagram, it's women putting a picture of their butt, isn't it? That's what gets all the likes. And yet, if they talk about their business, they get 0 likes. So they don't talk about their business. And all these people, all these influencers are in business. They might be better business owners than you or I, but just because they're lifting weights or in a bikini or showing their butt, it doesn't look like that. And then they've gone for the vanity metrics. But part of their business is to be seen, and they get sponsorship deals. So Anyway, let's go through the four things I want to talk about today. Live video, podcasting, having a continual presence, and then calls to action. So I don't believe you're too late to be marketing. We just did a website yesterday for a chap who, and I'm a tight northerner, okay? So you like this one. So I'm a really tight northerner, as you probably know. And so we've got this refurb going on a house, and it needs a complete rewire. Anyway, we've got a rewire. We got it in for $3,500, which I thought was an all right price, to be honest with you. And then the guy's got the website domain name, but then I'm like, have you got a website? And he's like, no. I'm like, well, we'll do a website for you. It's £400. We'll do it. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds all right. And just knock it off a price. So that's what we've done. So it means that I've got my electrician. Yeah, it's a rewire. So we got the electrician in much cheaper. Now we've got a plastering company. They've already got a website. So now we've got like, oh, maybe we can create some content, get a discount off the plastering that needs doing. but he's young and just coming into the marketplace, and there are people coming into the marketplace, into your marketplace, and there are people leaving that marketplace. And there's a constant through flow. Now, the constant through flow might be 20 or 30 years, but how many people who are electricians doing WeWires have a podcast? None. How many of them do live videos or have a continual presence on social media? Not many. And those that do will be killing it, because who are you going to use? Are you going to use someone that you just found out of the Yellow Pages that you've never heard of? Are you going to see someone who actually shows you his work, demonstrates the quality of their work by being on site, shows you before and after pictures of being, you know, the work that's done before and the work that's been done afterwards? All that stuff is going to make a big difference. So let's talk about live video then specifically. You know, this is obviously a live video, and we're going out to 9 different locations right now, including Twitter, a couple of Facebook groups, LinkedIn, YouTube, of course. It doesn't go live on Instagram at the same time, which is a real pain. Now, we can set that up, but I never do because I can't be bothered. But we have to have the camera set up as well. Excuse me. At the same time, and I have to type the thing in, and I hate typing on these. And then that's how we do it effectively. But we go live on everything that we can, pretty much every single day. And the results from that are pretty dramatic. But what happens is it goes, no results, no results, no results, no results. Oh, now you're starting to get some results, and literally goes like that, because you're getting yourself in front of more people that you weren't getting yourself in front of before. People who had never heard of you. Suddenly your face is on the camera, and they might stop and, you know, as they're scrolling, they might see your face and they think nothing of it. And then day two, they're scrolling again, same time, same channel, right? And they're scrolling through on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever they happen to be doing while they're eating their breakfast, and or waiting for the tube or whatever it happens to be, and they see you again. And then they see you like doing this every single morning. 3 weeks in, they're going to like, he's there every day. What's he talking about? What is that Dan? What is that tight northerner rattling on about? And so that's what they're interested in, because they've seen you so many times. Now they have to kind of go, maybe this guy's got something to talk about. Maybe because they see you on social media, right? And then they go, oh, it's a podcast. Let me have a look and see if it's on iTunes. And then they go listen to you on iTunes, because they know they're about to jump in a car and drive to work. So then they download your latest podcast or a podcast from a couple of weeks ago. And that's what they're actually listening to. And we know this because when we go back and look at the podcast downloads, there's usually there's two peaks, right? The first one is the day that it's launched. And the second one is a couple of days after it's launched, up to maybe a week or 10 days after it's launched. There's two peaks on the podcast. And we know this because it's what we see. And it's because I firmly believe this. People scrolling through on their phone, they haven't got time to sit and watch it right there and then because it's live and we've not allocated the time and all that kind of thing. But then they go and they download our podcast show on iTunes, Stitcher, Android, whatever it happens to be. And that's actually where we get into their heads. And literally we are in their head. When we're driving to work, they're listening to me rattling on. And if you're driving to work, listening to me rattling on, just give your horn a honk. Don't do that. So the live video, it works on so many different levels, a little bit like car park crime. It's wrong on so many levels. My dad jokes just get worse, don't they? But the live presentations that you'd be doing, and it's not a presentation, you're just going live, talking about whatever you want to talk about. It works on all these different levels. You're going to get some people who sit and watch you there and then. You're going to get some people who've never heard of you, and they keep coming across you, and eventually they might allocate the time and sit and watch. Or you get other people go, oh, I'm going to visit his website. His website's up there. Let's go and have a look at his website, see what he does. Or they might go and download it on iTunes. There's all these different things. Or even you go to a networking event and someone goes, oh, you look really familiar. Where do I know you from? Honestly, the number of times I've had that at networking, I know you. Oh, where do I know you from? And by the way, that always makes me really worried because I'm like, oh, what have I done? What have I said? Who have I pissed off now? Because there's always somebody. And if you're not pissing people off, what the hell are you doing? You're not working hard enough. Okay, so that's live video. You need to get out there. You need to put your face, your shiny face on live video and get in front of as many people as you can. Let's talk about podcasting then. Obviously, we've been podcasting now. Let me pull up Libsyn here. We've been podcasting since forever. I mean, I look at how many podcast shows we've actually done. It is a significant amount of podcasting. And then I look at how many podcast downloads we've had, and I'm like, my goodness me, all those people listen to my Northern twang is phenomenal. And there's nothing special, you know, except there's consistency, there is congruity, is that the right word? There's congruency of continually putting these podcasts out. There's authenticity. We only talk about stuff that we actually know what we're talking about. At least we think we know we're talking about it. Let me just go to previously published and I'll find out how many podcasts we've actually done because it is a significant amount. I'm actually very impressed by this. Where is it? Here we go. So, is that an easy thing to find out, actually? Previously published. I mean, this year alone, by the way, on the podcast, we've done 49 episodes. We're only on the 3rd of March. And so that is a significant amount, needless to say. I'm just trying to find, where do we find the stats here? Let me just pull it onto this screen so it doesn't look like I'm not looking at you. I am looking at you. I'm really interested in what you're looking at. Let's have a look here. Why can't I find out how many podcast shows we've done? I should really be able to find this out, shouldn't I? But I don't know where it is. Let me find it, because I think it is important to know. And by the way, just when you think you've had lots of views and you've broken records, you have one day that comes along and it breaks yet another record. And this is just what happens. Continually breaking records with the number. I can't find it. We're like 700 podcasts in. I mean, we're 49 podcasts in and we're only on the 3rd of March. So we are a significant amount of podcasts in here. I'm going to leave this open because I want to look at stats after I finish this podcast. But you've got to get yourself out on podcasting. It's like the beauty of podcasting, audio podcasting, is that people can download it and listen to it later. So I've fallen asleep listening to Grant Cardone on an aeroplane, listening to Gary Vee, listening to Russell Brunson. I listen to other people's podcasts. And actually, I consume two types of content. One is audio podcasts when I'm traveling, but usually it's when I'm on a plane. Or sometimes it's when I'm driving. And then the other type of content that I actually consume is video content. When I have my dinner on a night time, I normally load up YouTube, got to load it up, like the old ZX Spectrum loading days. I load up YouTube, takes 5 minutes, gets almost to the end, then you have to start again because there's a, anyway, it's an old school reference. Load up YouTube and I have a look and see who do I want to watch. And there'll be a couple of things that I want to watch. Again, it's usually the same people. There's another guy that I just started watching who I find really interesting right now. Let me see if I can find his name. It's called Alex Hermosi, who's, you know, 400 million a year. Very good, you know, very interesting. Talks about his experience of growing his businesses and so on, about not working in the businesses and actually bringing as many people in as fast as he can. And it's like, I find that really interesting, that sort of stuff, even if you can't afford it. But, and now he's on like his 8th business. He owns acquisitions.com and he buys and sells businesses, grows them and sells them. It's really interesting. It's like getting access to people's brain before you actually know the information yourself. It's getting it from other people. Now think about that for a second, because if that's what you're doing with other people, guess what other people are doing it to you? Like people see me and they go, okay, living in Spain, multimillionaire property owner, which always sounds weird, by the way, when I say it out loud, but it's true, lives next to the med, runs a digital marketing agency, handsome, great dancer, world's best dad's joke teller. Those last three I might have made up. But if that's what people see, do you think that people might want to go, I want to know how he thinks. What's the process behind his strategies? What's he doing on a daily basis to get from where he was, which is like five GCSEs, no degree, to living in Spain, you know, by the age of 42, I think I was. Well, I guess it is because we've been here 8 years, 41. How do you get from like working in a place at 25 on, you know, really low wage to 100 grand by age 30 to multimillionaire living in Spain? How do you get from one to the other? By the way, I have to always clarify, multimillionaire doesn't mean millions in the bank. Because if you're a multimillionaire with millions in the bank, somehow you've made a lot of money, but you're still an idiot because you wouldn't leave millions of pounds in the bank. You'd put it into assets that generate cash flow, which is what we do. But do you think that people might want to listen to that? Of course, absolutely. So do you think that people think, what a wanker? Of course there is, absolutely. But do you think you've got an important message? If you're a mortgage broker, do you think people want to listen to the latest buy-to-let mortgages? Absolutely. Do you think if you're a plumber, that landlords want to listen to, this is the sort of checks, this is the annual checks that you carry out on your property every single year. This will save you 500 quid a year. Like, if you've got 20 properties, that's what, 10 grand? Here's how you save £10,000 a year. Absolutely. Really important. So there are always people wanting to listen to what you've got to say, even though you might not value what you think. You might not value what comes out of your mouth. Other people will. And this is one of the things I learned. When I first started doing podcasting, I was like, no one's going to listen to me. This northern monkey who's tighter than a duck's ass, who's, you know, trying to put himself out there, right? No one's going to listen to that. And here we are, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of podcast downloads later, people are listening to it. And I find it really interesting. And I, even now, you know, I'm like, it's just little old me. What on earth do I know? But I'm quite opinionated anyway, and I think I know quite a lot. And it seems to be working out so far, until something comes and takes you out of the game, of course, because there's always something around the corner. I was looking at gas prices this morning. Another 47% increase in October is the expectation, on top of what we're already doing. And I'm seeing people with a £500 a month gas bill going, I can't do this. It scares the living heck out of me. It's one of the reasons why we're here, to inspire and motivate people to put content out, to grow the business, so you never have to worry about a 47% gas price increase. We just upped my payment to my parents to make sure that any energy price is covered. Like, that's what cash flow does for you. And that's why we're here doing this podcast and this live video, to help people. And that's what you should be doing. If you go at this with an idea that, okay, let's just help people. How about that for a novel idea? How about we just give a load of stuff out with no expectation of what comes back? How about we do that? And as soon as you switch from that, as opposed to trying to make money, the money then kind of, for some reason, it just switches on. For us, it's based on strategy sessions and then closing clients, which then causes problems because we have to grow the business, we have to take more staff on and so on. That's a nice problem to have, right? Okay, let's talk about having a continual presence. Like, this bit is so important. Getting yourself out there and in front of people as often as you can is so, so important, that it's like, this should form part of your daily routine. Being in front of as many people as you can. If you've not posted on social media, and I don't mean just on Facebook or just on Twitter or just on Insta, I mean on all of them. And I'm also not saying that you do one on Twitter, one on Insta, one on Facebook. You get a bit of content and you post it out on all of them all at the same time. Like, trust me on this. I understand that people say, oh, you should have a specific piece for Twitter and a specific piece for Instagram and a specific piece for Facebook because you've got different clients on each one. I get that. But who on earth's got time for that? You're a small business. Like, we run a digital marketing agency. We still don't do that. Screw that. Who's got time to do that? Like, unless you're Gary Vee and you've got 13 people working in Gary Vee's office to distribute Gary Vee's content, who's got that? Nobody's got that. So you want to find a way of having continual presence on social media every single day. Like, you've got to pop your head above the parapet so people can see you and you're waving. And so you're either giving advice or you're giving help or you're telling a joke or you're telling them a story or putting a picture out there or whatever it happens to be. anything, but you've got to get in front of people. But it's got to be you, not a quote, a motivational quote, or a picture of a cat, somebody else's cat. Like, you can do a little bit of that, but it's got to be something that comes from you to kind of just express your personality in some way. But you've got to find a way in your business. It's 2022, folks. You've got to have a continual presence. We don't live in the 70s anymore, where marketing is about putting an advertisement in your local newspaper on the wireless. Do you remember when your gran used to call it a wireless? And we've gone back to wirelesses, haven't we? Well, wired, I guess, because I'm all wired up here. But you've got to have a continual presence and get in front of as many people as you can. It's just 2022. This is what we do. And as we move forward through time, 23, 24, 25, moving to 2030, all of the stuff that we do out there in the real world is all moving onto the metaverse. And we'll all look daft wearing these silly glasses, or we'll have contact lenses and we'll be immersed in the metaverse, walking down the street, riding a bus with augmented reality coming in from all over the place. You know, in Back to the Future, you know where Marty McFly goes to the future and he's walking past the cinema and there's a big shark that comes out and he crouches like that. That is actually what's going to happen, except it's not going to happen unless you're wearing the lenses with augmented reality, because actually that's what that is. And that's the only bit in that film that kind of winds. Well, there's probably quite a few bits in that film, but that one bit actually winds me up, because it's like he would need the augmented reality and he obviously hasn't got that. And that, perhaps it's holographic technology, which I'm sure will exist as well. But the augmented reality stuff, like, you need to have an ongoing presence, and you need it today more than 10 years ago, and you're going to need it tomorrow more than today. And in 10 years, you're going to need it far more. And so you're going to need an outsourced marketing team to come out and give you some sort of continual presence. It's just the evolution of how we grow our businesses these days. And obviously the pandemic has accelerated that, because people have been sat at home. I mean, how many Zoom calls have you had in the last 2 years compared with the last 10 years, right? The last 2 years have easily outgrown the number of Zoom calls from the previous 10 years by a factor of 10. Easy. Where do you think we're going to be in another year, or another 2 years, or another 3 years? And I know people are going back, because it's nothing like meeting people face to face and shaking hands. But it's so time consuming. I do this, and right now in the last 23 minutes, we've probably listened to spoken to 10 or 20 or 30 different people that have come in and popped off. And then the number of people that will download the podcast will be in the thousands. Like, and it's going to take me 30 minutes to do the whole thing. Or I can jump in a car for 45 minutes, go to a networking event, meet 20 people face to face, and they are more realistic relationships that you can build. But out of those 23 people, how many relationships are you going to build? One or two? And then jump back in your car. Well, that's three sets of 45 minutes. What's that, an hour and a half, 2.25 hours? How many podcasts can you do then in 90, 135 minutes? You can do four and a half podcasts with thousands of listeners on each podcast. So you're going to have a continual presence in some way. And if you want to grow your business in 2022, that's what you're going to have to do. Okay, finally, let's talk about calls to action. So it's fine putting content out, but you need to let people know, where are they supposed to go next? What's the next step? What should people do? So, for example, on my post, depends on what platform you're watching this on. If you're watching it on Twitter, for example, it's probably, you know, we've only got 240 characters on Twitter? So it's probably popped off, but that's fine. We can click my profile and then we can go to the website. But usually on Facebook and LinkedIn, it's all under there. What's the calls to action? Where do you want to move people to? And there are various calls to actions that you want to consider. So one of them is not having a call to action. One of them is just, you know, the call to action is, I hope you enjoy this. Have yourselves a wicked day. Leave a comment if or a like, if that's what you want to do. Something like that works really well, because it's not about selling continually. The stuff that we've got down below is just, it's on the template that we use. We upload it, we type it in, and we just leave it on there every time. But you don't have to do it like that. But then the other side of this is, where are you going to drive traffic? Do you want to drive traffic to a Facebook group? Would you prefer to drive traffic to not a Facebook group, but to a specific page on a website? Where do you want to drive this to? And having this idea of what this call to action is really important. So it could be, like for us, it could be the website design page. It could be the content creation page. It could be the Facebook ads page. It could be the work with me page, which is to book a strategy session. Or maybe it's to send them to the Facebook group. Or maybe it's now you've watched this podcast, here's my most famous podcast, my most popular podcast. Here's my YouTube channel. Like and subscribe so you're building YouTube subscribers. Join me on LinkedIn. Come and network with me there. Come and join the live mastermind group. We're just creating a business mastermind group, which is live and online, and we use this new software, and it looks really cool. Come and join me on that. Where do you want people to go? And most people are posting. First of all, most people haven't got a call to action, so people don't know what to do next. They'll watch a video, or they'll read something, and go, oh, that's nice. Okay, yeah, and scroll on. So you need a call to action. Even though, you know, you might go, yeah, but people know to click on stuff. You'd think that. You'd think that, wouldn't you? It's like when we were selling a house. I remember trying to sell my grand's house before I got big time into property. And we were like, should we redecorate it? And we're like, well, why are you redecorating it? This is the estate agent, stupid people. Why are you redecorating it? You're selling it. Oh, like, you know, when I look back at my naivete back then, honestly, well, why? It's obvious that people just see through it. No, people don't see through it. Well, people know to click the link. No, people don't click the link. But don't know to click the link. You have to treat people like they're 9 years of age. One of the things I learned in NLP is that we are all basically 9 years of age. That little voice in your head, that unconscious voice, is 9 years of age. It's the bit where the critical faculty, critical thinking, it's like a metal bar that's inserted into your head. It separates the conscious and the unconscious mind. It's not really a metal bar. It's just a separator between your conscious and unconscious mind. And your unconscious mind is about nine, okay? Between seven and nine. And if any problems that you've got in life are based around that critical faculty coming in, the stuff where you don't feel good enough is because there's something that happened to you between the ages of maybe seven and nine, around that kind of time. Pretty much, that's usually why it is. And so you've got to get these call to actions out there. People don't understand that they can click the link. They don't know how to get more information. You've got to make it really simple for them, because the thing that's making people think is just 9 years of age, believe it or not. And even though they might be in their 50s, that's not the thing that's controlling them unconsciously. It's their critical faculty, the difference between when that critical thinking came into place. And so you have to make things really simple for people. First do this, then do that, then do this. Because if you don't set it out by step, one of the things we learned in NLP was to do things in three steps. Just stand up, walk over to the door and close it for me. It's actually a very clear instruction than just close that door. Like if you think about something that's more complicated, such as, can you drop these keys off at Bob's? Could you this morning get in your car with these keys and drive to Bob's? Is a much clearer explanation than drop these keys at Bob's, right? You give them more information with boundaries as to what someone should do. And so when you're doing a call to action, your call to action should be, if you want to do this, then click this, right? Just putting a link down there, it doesn't work. And so that's call to actions. So look, I hope that was useful for you. How long have we gone for? We've gone for about 28 minutes. We usually go for about 30 minutes. And that's what you should be doing every single morning, getting your content out. So I hope that's useful. If it is, give me a like. If it's not, then listen tomorrow. Tomorrow's will be even better. I don't know what we're talking about tomorrow, but it's awesome anyway, isn't it? Right, have yourselves a wicked day, and we will speak to you tomorrow. Have a good one. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.